We celebrate the memorial of St. Charles Borromeo today. We do have that somewhat rare occurrence where the first reading for Tuesday of this week, the 31st week of Ordinary Time, is the same as the first reading, pretty much, for the memorial of St. Charles Borromeo, basically from that letter of St. Paul to the Romans, where speaking about those different gifts and that, you know, if we have those gifts, we are to use them, to exercise them according to the grace given us, you know, prophecy, to do so in proportion to faith, to minister if you have that gift of ministry, to teach if you have that gift of being a teacher, and so on down the line. And in many ways, it does apply to that life of St. Charles Borromeo, for he was born of a very prominent family in Milan, or somewhere in Italy. And his mother was of the Medici clan, and his mother's brother, when Charles was quite young, was made Pope, Pope Pius IV, I believe. And you could say that in some ways the experience of St. Charles was part of some of the criticisms that many people had against the church at the time, where it seemed like these wealthy, these noble families controlled much of the church, not for service of God or service of others, but service of themselves. And you could make the case, if you looked at it from an outside lens, about some of that same kind of nepotism in the Medici family and for St. Charles as well. Because when he was still very young, I think in his early teens, the Pope basically gave him the proceeds of one of the large parishes in the area and entrusted much into his care, giving him many of these benefits. But you can also make the case that, again, being family members, that the Pope saw the gifts that young Charles had, and that he was an incredibly intelligent and quite a hard worker and very suited for some of these tasks. And again, at a very young age, he was made very prominent in the running of the church, especially in the Vatican and in Rome. And it wasn't until later, when, and still relatively young age of 25 or 26, that Charles was ordained a priest, and then pretty soon after that, a bishop of Milan. And you could imagine how all of this experience, this, you know, noble life and this ease of which, you know, he advanced in these ranks and the gifts that he received, might have made him rather spoiled, or might have seen as potentially some of that corruption of serving oneself. But it's certainly not how he lived at any point. And indeed, his focus was to be a good shepherd after the good shepherd himself, Jesus Christ, to conform his life to Christ in so many ways. And his intelligence and, you know, his education was so clear and so important for basically bringing the entire Council of Trent to completion. It's he and his work pretty much alone that convinced the Pope to recall the last sessions of the Council of Trent after it had been on pause for like a decade. It is by his work that he basically alone that he was in correspondence with all of these individuals to get that back together, and continue to be a big part in drafting those final documents and concluding the council. As the council concluded, then he was able to go and really focus on his diocese and that bringing the reform of the council into the church, into his diocese, for his priests, for his people, especially being known as founder of seminaries, of basically the modern form of what a seminary is for teaching young men to be priests, to be good pastors, and what that means and how that looks. He was so involved in caring for the poor and the sick that he basically sacrificed his own salary and his pensions. He basically lived in poverty himself so that he could support others in their need. When famine and plague swept through the area of his diocese, he was responsible for feeding some 60,000 to 70,000 people in the diocese on a regular basis. And when all of the civil leaders, you know, fled the city for fear of the plague, it was he who stayed there in the midst of the people, caring for them, feeding them, providing for their needs. And all of this eventually takes the toll on his health, and he died in a relatively young age of 45, 46 years old. But he, and for us, again, recognizing those gifts that he was given and that call to be Christ for others. As we hear this passage from Romans, from St. Paul, to recognize the gifts that we have received, to recognize the gifts in others, to encourage those gifts in our own life and in the lives of others, so that they might not hide those gifts or use them for selfish purposes, but might use them in accordance with that grace of God, that grace given to us, to hate what is evil, to hold on to what is good, to love one another with that mutual affection. As we remember St. Charles Borromeo, we should remember as well that he is a patron saint of seminarians and seminaries, but also of catechists, those who teach the faith, and catechumens, those who learn. And that through his intercession, we might grow in that learning of the faith. We might grow in our call to share with others the faith by word, by teaching, and most especially by example.